Chapter 15. Jen and Sonny left together. Jesse sat at the bar for a time after they left, rolling the empty glass in his hands. The scent of their perfumes remained, commingling in the quiet room. The sun splash on the floor was gone. Jesse put the glass down, took his gun from a drawer and put it on, looked around the silent room for a moment, inhaled, and went to the station. I got Lutz in the squad room, Molly said, waiting patiently. Good, Jesse said. And I've got the jerk from the governor waiting in your office. Not patiently, Jesse said. No. Jesse started down the corridor. Where you going? Molly said. Squad room. Molly stared at him for a moment, and opened her mouth and shut it and said nothing. Jesse opened the door to the squad room. I'm Jesse Stone, he said. Lutz stood. They shook hands. He had a hard handshake. Con Lutz, he said. They sat. Lutz picked up a foam coffee cup from the conference table and drank some. Must be something genetic, Lutz said. I've never had good coffee in a police station. You ever on the job? Jesse said. Baltimore, Lutz said. Molly show you the pictures? Yep, it's Carrie Longley. Tell me about her, Jesse said. Walton's assistant. Been with him about a year. They an item? Jesse said. You mean did they fool around? Yeah. I ain't here to gossip about Walton, Lutz said, or badmouth him either. I worked for him 8 years. Bodyguard. Yep. Where were you this time? Jesse said. Lutz looked into his coffee cup for a moment. He shook his head. They went out without me, he said. Deliberately? Yep. Walton told me to take the night off. He said he and Carrie were going out. That unusual, Jesse said. Yes, he liked me to stay with him. They say where they were going, Jesse said. Nope. She was 10 weeks pregnant, Jesse said. Weeks was the father. Lutz looked at the surface of his coffee again. Okay, he said. That takes it out of the realm of gossip, I guess. They an item? Sure. A hot one. She was his girlfriend for a while before he hired her. I figured they were going off for some sort of romantic something, you know? Anything wrong with the relationship, Jesse said. Just that he had a wife, Lutz said. Carrie and Walton seemed fine. Wife know about Carrie? I don't think so. I mean, she knew he had an assistant, but I don't think she knew he was fucking her. He do this often, Jesse said. Yeah. Walton liked women. He married 3 of them. He probably cheated on them all. What was he doing up here? Lutz shook his head. I don't know, he said. Carrie did all that stuff. I just protected him. You didn't know ahead of time, Jesse said. How'd you know if there'd be security issues? I wasn't the Secret Service, Lutz said. Hell, Walton wasn't the president either. If he was going someplace to give a speech or whatever, Carrie would notify the local cops and they'd do what they thought they should do. I was just along to see that no one assaulted him on the sidewalk or whatever. Which you look like you can do, Jesse said. Which I can, Lutz said. But tell you the truth, I think part of it was that Walton just liked having a bodyguard around. Good for his image. Ever any trouble? A few drunks, Lutz said. A few protesters. Sometimes one and the same, Jesse said. Lutz grinned. You got that right, he said. Any big trouble? Nope. You and he get along? Jesse said. Sure. Once we both got it that I was a bodyguard, not somebody who runs errands or makes coffee or gets you a dinner reservation, Jesse nodded. You have any idea why they ended up dead in my town? Jesse said. Nope, Lutz said. Hate mail? Death threats? Warnings? Anything like that? Lutz shook his head. None that he shared with me. Who would he share them with? Carrie, maybe? She probably handled his personal mail. His manager would have handled the, you know, public figure mail. You guard him 24/7, Jesse said. Nope. In New York, he lives in a secure building. I'd drive him when he went out, but when he was home, I was off duty, so to speak. When he traveled, Jesse said. When he traveled, I went with him. Stayed next door. But when he was in for the night, I was off. Know anything useful? Jesse said. Guy's a bodyguard and his clients die, Lutz said. It doesn't make him look good. Besides which, I worked for the guy 8 years. So before I came up to see you, I checked a little. Nobody at the front door remembers getting them a cab. Nobody at the concierge desk remembers arranging anything. No car rental, no limo, no dinner reservation, no theater tickets, nothing. And people would remember, Jesse said. Walton was pretty well known, Lutz said. Anyone remember them coming out of the hotel? One doorman said he thought they headed up Franklin Street. Lutz smiled. It wasn't Walton so much. Doorman says he was watching Carrie's ass. Any people I should talk to about Weeks? Jesse said. Sure, Lutz said. I don't know everyone, but I can give you a few names to start with. You think of any Paradise connection? Jesse said. For either of them? Only reason I ever heard of the place, Lutz said, was that serial killing thing you had up here a while back. Either Carrie or Walton ever mentioned the town? Nope. You have any theory, Jesse said, about why they died? Or why they ended up here? None, Lutz said. That makes two of us, Jesse said.